PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is addressing a recent leak of U.S. war plans from a group text message.
I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
This week, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic reported he was added to a group text with multiple high-ranking officials discussing plans for U.S. airstrikes in Yemen. During an interview with Laura Ingraham, Waltz implied Goldberg somehow deliberately appeared in the group, calling the editor-in-chief a loser. President Trump is trying to order states to require proof of citizenship before voting. On Tuesday, Trump signed an executive order demanding people provide documents proving their citizenship when they register to vote. Vice President Vance is set to travel to Greenland on Friday. The White House had previously announced that Vance's wife, Usha, would lead a delegation there. The vice president said in a video released on X, "I didn't want her to have all that fun by herself, and so I'm going to join her." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken with President Trump about moving NASA headquarters to the Space Coast. Lisa Taylor has the details.
That was the subject of a bill filed by Florida's new U.S. Senator Ashley Moody, and the governor was asked about it while in Brevard County today.
It fits right in with DOGE, because right now they are planning on spending over $500 million to build a new NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Their current headquarters has been vacant for 4 years. Like, literally, almost nobody shows up to this.
DeSantis says there's already an expansion underway at the Kennedy Space Center, and he believes that could save taxpayers $500 million and have people in the agency where the action is. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Maryland is nearing the one-year anniversary of the devastating Key Bridge collapse. Governor Wes Moore will host a commemoration ceremony on Wednesday remembering the six construction workers who died. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather, mostly cloudy for tonight. We'll have lows in the middle 30s. A little bit of rain can brush the Jersey Shore tonight. Then tomorrow, clouds giving way to some sunshine. Breezy and chilly, maybe a pop-up shower in the afternoon across the northwest hills. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. And mostly clear, brisk and cold tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 20s and low 30s. Partly sunny, breezy and chilly Thursday. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. I'm meteorologist John Fearing.
And we got 51 in Newark and 47 in Edison and 52 in Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Huntington Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Quint, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.